up, everybody? It's One Nation here, Annie Petrillo, Jordan Wilson. How's everybody doing? How are you doing, my friend?
I am fantastic.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Why not? Canada's celebrating a birthday. Celebrations all around. We are inching closer to the Women's World Cup.
That's what
this edition of the show is all about. We're talking World Cup, baby.
Kicks off on
July 20th. Let's go.
Come on.
Very excited about this.
I'm like super patriotic though right now.
Who isn't? Come on.
I think if you cut me, there would be red and white coming out.
Really?
Not just red.
I thought you were going to say maple syrup or something.
I usually do. I like poutines.
Yeah.
Poutine and maple syrup is like ultra Canadian. I don't know anything else that's that Canadian outside of loonies and toonies.
I was just about to say the loonie. At the Olympics, it's always the moose.
Mm.
They always have some sort of statue thingamajiggy of a moose. Wonder if they bring it with them to the World Cup. These are things we're going to have to find out. The moose. The moose. The moose is loose. All right. Hey. Australia, New Zealand jointly hosting this World Cup. Do you have any fun facts about either of those places?
I know that, the Great Barrier Reef? That's the biggest reef.
Okay.
That's it. Only kangaroos.
Do you surf?
I do not. Look, I'm dense as well, so I'm going straight down. No way I'm on that board. Like, way too much oxtail and jerk chicken in this body. I'm going straight to the bottom, Trills.
The wave is scared of you.
100%.
Because this boy's going to take us down.
Okay, he's like, yeah, I don't want him. I'm going to go around that body. I'm not taking that one in. What else I know? That kangaroos are the only, they're only alive or born or live in Australia. That's it.
That's impressive.
I think so. They don't live anywhere else. They only live in Australia. Do you know anything about Australia? Have you been?
I've never been. Fun little fact. So on my mother's side, so the matriarch side of my family, when my grandparents went to immigrate from Italy, it was apparently a decision between immigrating to Canada or going to Australia.
I could have
had the coolest accent.
You would have been an Aussie,
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Anyway, so I was like, really? We almost went to Australia? That would have been really cool.
In that moment when you found that out, you felt like you're a part Australian.
I was like, I come from a land down under. I was singing the songs. But here's the thing. I think Australia, do they not have the most deadliest spiders in the world?
Yeah, that's not for me.
Yeah, that kind of freaks me out a little
bit. Snakes, spiders, that's not for me. We saw you in the studio before we were on air. There was a mosquito and you were
That was a mutant. It was a flying mosquito. Spider. I don't know what that was.
We got to work on your screams. We got to know if it's something dangerous like a snake or a reptile. Like you need a certain type of scream.
Let me tell you something. If something is really scary and really threatening, I don't scream. I'm gone. I run. I'm out already. When I scream, it means I feel like I have a chance. So I'm like, it's like a little scream to scare them. Ah!
Can we quickly talk about something?
But if it's real, I'm out. What?
So a few weeks back, you posted something on your Instagram about skunks. This was the most riveting story I've ever heard. But talk to me about you and animals. Obviously, I know you love dogs.
Are you afraid of anything more? Okay. In the neighborhood, in my neighborhood, I have coyotes, I have possums.
What? Where do you live?
Oh, I'm telling you.
Coyotes.
My security camera at night, it is a whole other world.
Coyotes.
Yeah. No, we have a river by us, right? So we have coyotes. We have foxes.
Foxes, they live by me.
I've seen those ugly little opossums running around. And we have skunks. I've been for walks with my dogs when coyotes have been running about. They don't care about us. Now, that doesn't mean I don't take them seriously. My dogs are always monitored in the backyard, whatever. But I have walked down the street where coyotes look at me and they're like, yeah, whatevs, and they go the other way.
They don't care.
Skunks, though, are like, oh, you want a piece of me? Because I'm going to chase you. There is nothing more frightening walking through your neighborhood, for me, than seeing a skunk. Foxes, again, I respect nature, but foxes are more inclined to play because they are playful and they actually see my dogs as like companions.
Yeah.
Oh, I also have a ton of raccoons. They also don't really care. They go about their business. But skunks are the ones that I fear the most. Once those things spray you, you are done.
For the skunks and raccoon lovers out there, they're both jerks. Absolute jerks. And I don't want to spend the podcast talking about how they're jerks. We know it. Skunks and raccoons, absolute jerks.
I wonder if Australia and New Zealand have them. Although they will say that kangaroos are the absolute worst because they punch you in the face. If there's one thing at least a raccoon doesn't do is punch you in the face.
They get all jacked. Can you see what I'm doing right here?
Yeah. Oh, that was the famous kangaroo Roger. Remember Roger? He was the alpha. No, you don't know? Okay.
I don't.
Roger, but look him up.
Boy, I just know jacked. That kangaroos get jacked when they're like ready to
when
fight.
They're the alphas. The alphas are jacked, man. Oh my God. So Roger, and I think his son, anyways, why do I know this?
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Roger's son defeated him to then become the next alpha. Look it up. It's a whole story. It's all online and everything. It's incredible.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
World Cup.
Woo! Here we go. Canada. They are in a group, just to remind you. So they kick off their campaign against Nigeria. That's on July 20th in Melbourne. So they're also going to take on Ireland, mm-hmm. who is making their World Cup debut. And they have co-host Australia in their group. It's been called the Group of Death. I'd like to say it's called the Group of Death because Canada's in it.
Yes.
That's why it's called the Group of Death. Because everyone's like, oh, it's a Group of Death. You have Australia, which is the home nation. You have Nigeria. Good players on Ireland, but we don't know what they can do at the World Cup. But I'm always like, no. It's the Group of Death because Canada's in it. Hello. So we need to show a little bit more respect. A little bit there. But what are your expectations then for this Canadian group that's coming in? And I know that they're two totally different tournaments, but they're coming in as the Olympic champions.
I think to make it out the group, that's my expectation. If you asked me before, everyone healthy would be to make a long run in this tournament, like a semifinals, quarterfinals. If Canada doesn't win the group, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they would play, if they finish second, they would play England round of 16.
Provided England finishes first, Denmark.
There you go. Right? China. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Round of 16. If they don't finish top of the group, but it's going to be tough regardless. With this Canada side, it's just about the depth that has me a bit worried. Mm. And then the preparation, obviously, leading up to the World Cup. But I'm optimistic they can make it out of the group. Just how far they're going to go, how deep their run will be. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm with you because I feel really confident that they'll get out of the group. And that's not to dismiss, again, you know, the other teams, but they have played Australia, and obviously on the day anything can happen, but we know that they played Australia in a couple friendlies, two games, they beat them. We know they also played Nigeria. This is all in the last year. We know they also played Nigeria. That was a win and a draw. So these are teams that they can be competitive against. These are teams that they've also shown that they can beat. So I feel pretty confident that they can get out of the group. You're right. Where it becomes a little tricky is round of 16. England, though, decimated by injury. I don't even know what kind of England team we're going to see. Is this the team that won the European Championship? I don't know. Like, so their group will also determine that. But you still have England, who is ranked pretty high. You have Denmark, I think, who's ranked 13th. China, who's ranked 14th. These are highly ranked nations all in that one group. So whoever Canada ends up facing, whether Canada finishes first or second, you got a doozy of a matchup in the round of 16.
And tournament football is about momentum, right? Like you can speculate about a team coming in and who's been playing well for club. And if this is a young side, whatever, experienced side, you can always speculate. But then you find teams that you saw it in the Men's World Cup. You find teams that can kind of surprise you, or they stick together, they stick to the game plan, they start getting better game in and game out, and then they build off of that. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that's the case for Canada. But just looking at the players that they have coming in, the players that are injured for the team, making out of the group, that's a realistic expectation. But then I'm hoping just to see them gel and bond together because there's just been a lot going on with this team.
Oh, yeah. That's putting it lightly. Their best finish is fourth, 2003 World Cup. I had a chance to even chat with Christine Sinclair, and I asked her that as well. And she said, if there's one thing we learned about ourselves while competing at the She Believes Cup is that we have only so much energy to give all around. They were definitely focusing on things off the pitch, and they acknowledge that it affected them on the pitch. So I think that there is a better mental resolve now heading into the World Cup. Like, they went through that. They realized that. They saw how it affected them in the She Believes Cup, and they're not doing that again.
It's difficult.
And I know, I mean, Christine, obviously, this is a great leader. And if she's saying that, if she's recognizing that, if she's already talking about that, you can imagine she's rallying the troops and you know, sharing that same message with them and saying, we cannot worry about anything else that's going on. We are locked in. This is our little world right now, and this is all that should matter.
That little bubble.
So I have a little bit more confidence in how they're going in mentally, right?
I do too. I just know that that's so hard. Like, as a player,
sure.
Something happens with your family, you wear it on your shoulder. People could, like, you pull up to training, people could tell, hey, like, something's different about you, something's off. Imagine having something around your program that's just been floating around for over a year. It's just taxing. I'm hoping the ladies can turn it around and focus on the task at hand and just know that it's a privilege and honor. Yes, there's a lot going on with Canada soccer, but it's a privilege and honor to play at a World Cup. Not everyone gets to do that.
Yeah.
And then for some players, like a Christine Sinclair, this is your last go at it.
I think they recognize that.
Yeah.
And I do think they recognize that. And I think if there's also, credit I'll give to Bev Priestman, she has the ability to lock it in too. She just, the blinders go on and it's like you're focusing.
Yeah.
No thinking over here, no thought bubble over there.
Mighty Mouse, man.
It's
right.
It's here and now. So I do have faith that, and because of what happened at the She Believes Cup, there is an understanding of that is not going to happen again. And, this is a team, as we know, winning that Olympic gold, a lot of that was on defensive structure.
Yes.
Being able to shut down opponents. Obviously, Steph Labbé was the goalkeeper who was absolutely incredible. They went to penalty kicks, a few times, obviously, in the knockout stage. She, was saved penalty kicks even in games. So this was a team that got it done defensively. Do you think that will be a successful blueprint for this World Cup? Or do you think they need to turn around and say, goals, 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 goals. We need to be a little bit more attacking. Need to be a little bit more offensive.
I mean, I guess for me, I'm going to say a bit of both. But looking at this Canadian side when they played in the Olympics in Tokyo, they suffered. Like every single game, they suffered.
Yeah.
Defending is not easy. Defending that type of way as well with all the pressure is not easy. You're blocking shots, you're getting your body behind it. The work that goes into protecting your goalkeeper, but protecting a lead or protecting and managing games, it's just a lot. I would say in a best case scenario is finding a few players, whether it be a Heidema, someone.
I'm talking about her.
Okay.
Later.
So cool. I like it. But finding players that could just contribute on the offensive end, whether it be goal, assist, whatever it might be, and then just lock it in. I think that could be the bread and butter for this team.
Mm-hmm. Again, I have complete faith in Kaylin Sheridan, but that was Steph Labbé who did incredible things at the Olympics. And I think...
Standing on her head, man.
Yeah, she did. She was incredible. Incredible, incredible. Sheridan is also pretty awesome. Again, just like the entire team, we saw a couple gaffes at the She Believes Cup, but I am once again willing to just go an X through that tournament because of everything that was going on. It was a write-off, unfortunately, because of everything that was happening off the pitch with the Federation right before that tournament started, like on the eve of that tournament.
You could see it too.
They were in a battle. So it was really tough. But I mean, I think, building, I think still defensively you need to be strong. I want to see that Kadisha Buchanan, Vanessa Gill partnership once again look really, really strong. But I do believe you have players now who can find the back of the net. I mean, Christine Sinclair can still do it. What role will she have though? Will she be a starter? Will she come off the bench and be an impact player? But Jordan Heidema has been scoring for OL Reign. We'll get to her in just a second. And you have like Laracy, Cass. I mean, these are players that have been getting it done. Yeah, they've been scoring goals. And your midfield has really solidified itself. I think this is a team that now continuing to be defensively sound and building from the back out now have the players who have the confidence as well to score goals.
I agree with you, Trills. And I'm kind of too scared to argue against you, but I agree with you. But who do you think... And the side needs to have a big tournament, like a step out. A player, give me a player that most people don't talk about, maybe a bit underrated. Who needs to have that big girl performance?
Is anybody underrated on this team? I feel like they're all, superstars that we've talked about. I think they're going to be tested. We know that, again, it is different competition at the World Cup. It's just a different feel. You have more teams, right? You have different levels. And I think that am I going to cop out and say just defensively? Maybe Kaylin Sheridan. Maybe that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say Kaylin Sheridan. I know she can do it, but this is a program that has created one great goalkeeper after another.
Facts.
And I think that even though there is a strong back line, like those two center backs and Gill and Buchanan, I think are two of the best, I do think they're going to be bombarded.
Yes.
I think they're going to, have a... They're going to be under attack.
They'll absorb a lot.
They're going to absorb a lot. And I think Sheridan, and I hate this because it's like, you don't want to put so much on that one lone position.
Yeah.
But if she can be that superstar that we know that, she can be, I think that'll give the confidence to the rest of the team because we saw it at the Olympics with Steph Labbé.
I like it.
So I do like that. But I'm also going to look at the front. And I'm also going to say, are we looking at Adriana Leon and Jordan Heidema?
Ooh.
Because now we need somebody. If you're going to get it done back here, you have to reward your goalkeeper mm-hmm. by scoring goals. So I think if those two can be dynamic, again, whether Bev puts them on at the same time or whether they're, you know,
that's the word,
subs
though.
For each other, like you got to find the back of the
That's
net.
The word, dynamic. Because that doesn't always mean that you're scoring every game, but that means that you're just wearing down the other defense.
Yeah.
And then maybe someone else is the hero or is be able to provide that magic. But having Leon just terrorizing defenders on the wing, that's what you need. I think for me, I'm excited to see two names, young names, Jade Rose and Araújo. I think both of these, when I've watched, and now that I'm in this analyst world and I'm watching more of the games intently, I used to always watch, but now I'm like seeing who's up and coming, who's a name I can put and out there that in 4 years' time is going to be a big boss. But I'm thinking of Jay Rose, the way that she plays, whether it be center back, whether it be right back, you need hard-nosed defenders that can make passes forward, and she does that. I think Araújo as well. I think Bev Priestman, if she gives her opportunity this tournament, mm-hmm. could just show how mature she could be because she's a baller, man. She has legs. She's technically sound. So these are two names I'm thinking of.
And those are young players.
Yes.
So if I'm going to even throw another young player name in there because this was an unknown heading into the Olympics, and she ended up being the hero. And now she has another few years of exceptional growth under her belt, and that's Julia Grosso for me.
Mm.
She went into Tokyo, everyone's like, huh? Right? She came in as a sub, obviously gets the winning goal and the penalty kicks to get the gold medal. But now she's been with Juventus. She was named midfielder of the year in Serie A.
Yeah.
So this is somebody who can really play a vital role in that midfield. So I think that somebody who came in as an unknown in Tokyo is not such an unknown now. A lot will be expected of her, but I also think she can do the job.
Yeah.
But this to me is going to be like a real coming out party for Julia Grosso because now you know who she is, you know what she's capable of, and I think that she can also solidify her reputation, much as we saw with Stephen Eustáquio, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that she, with Jessie Fleming, can really own that midfield.
I like putting you on the spot a little bit. Is it Fleming and Grosso in the middle for sure?
Okay. Yes.
Am I going too fast?
No. I like them in the midfield, but this leads me to the next thing about what could be the downfall.
Oh, okay.
I liked Jessie Fleming in more of a creative role. I do feel like Bev Priestman needs her a little bit higher up in that. Don't play her in a defensive midfield role.
Use the tactic hands. Let me see it. Let me decode. Yep, there it is.
I feel like I'm playing the piano when I do this.
You gotta like switch it up, but yeah, you're doing well. There it is. Pockets, yeah, got it.
Heart. This is how I feel. Love when Jessie Fleming plays further up the pitch.
Why are you doing that?
I feel like now I'm baseball. Tug on my ear. So you know what? I'm really good at charades, okay? It's like one word, two syllables. Sounds like I have
anyone
all
who
those.
Starts with I'm so good at charades means that all you do is the same action and you expect people to get you. You're looking at hubby and you're laughing because you know I'm true.
I stare hard.
You're looking at hubby playing the game, it's just like this.
You just
for the podcasters, I'm pointing my sternum as hard as I can. And she's, I guess that's heart? I don't know. You're like.
It's the same move over and over again.
Yeah.
With a hard stare.
Come on,
you should know this. You should know that we all love Jessie Fleming further up the pitch. So I feel their downfall.
Oh, man.
Their downfall could be, so here's my Captain Obvious, not scoring.
Yes.
They've had problems. They need to be put in a position to succeed, to score. They need to find the back of the net. Okay, so that could be their downfall is that they don't find a way to score. Because as much as they got the job done at the Olympics, playing strong defensively and getting through on games on penalty kicks, I don't know if that's going to fly in this type of tournament. So their downfall could be if they don't find ways to score. And their other downfall, part of that is I think Jessie Fleming needs to be further up the pitch because she's very creative in that role. Because in order to score, and this is what forwards and strikers will tell you, get me the ball!
They need service.
Get me the ball. Don't kick a ball way over my head. Don't kick a ball on my lower back. I need someone who knows how to get free, pass me the ball, put me in a position to succeed and score. And I think Jessie Fleming is the one to do that.
Soccer's a simple game, and the way you make it sound, it's super simple. Just give the
Just
service.
Pass the ball.
And then pass it in the goal.
Yeah. It's not like the other team's gonna try and stop you or get in the way. No, it's easy.
Stay on your mission. Pass it in. Just pass it in. So Andy, I love this part of the show because I would say your spicy meatball. Mm. Very spicy. Your takes are they're very hot. Everyone says you're sweet and nice, but when you get on the hot seat, it's always juicy. It's always spicy. Who is on your hot seat? What is on your hot seat? Tell me. Talk to me.
There's the graphic, because not a hot seat without my head on fire.
I see a nice picture of you, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's okay. So here's the thing. Sometimes my hot seat is I'm finger pointing, like, you better be good. But oftentimes my hot seat is like, don't you dare do this, right?
Okay.
And sometimes you're on my hot seat because it's a compliment, because I think you're great. So the expectations are high.
Got you.
But one of the hot seats, and we've already discussed this, it has to be mentality. This is a team, again, speaking to Christine St. Clair, who admitted that their energy was drained when they competed in the She Believes Cup because of the ongoing labor dispute with Canada Soccer. Mm-hmm. They've now said that they recognize that, they acknowledge that, and they're gonna lock it down. So that's what I wanna see. I wanna see a team that is completely focused and locked down the way we saw it in Tokyo, the way we know they can.
Yes.
Because there is already tons of stuff. As they were getting on a plane to go to Australia, there was already stuff once again going on about their labor dispute with Canada Soccer. This is going to be a gray cloud that's going to try and rain down on them. They need to blast it out of the sky. They need to just not even acknowledge that it's there. So the mentality, that to me, is on the hot seat.
Yeah.
Right? Lock it in. Stay focused. Nothing else matters.
And be present.
That's what it is.
Be
right?
present. The best athletes talk about that is being in that moment.
Yeah.
Being present. Don't let other... It's easy to say talking about it, but making sure nothing else seeps into your mission.
And I have one more hot seat. And this is only because I think she's awesome. And I think she can do this. So she's on my hot seat.
Love it.
But that is Jordan Huitema.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
There you go. It home.
Sorry.
I love the move that she made to the NWSL. She turned around and said, it's not happening anymore at PSG. The experience was great. Getting to train in that type of environment, great. But, she had 6 goals in 45 games. Obviously, I'm not talking all competition, but she had 6 goals in 45 games, PSG. She already has 6 goals. I think I wrote it down here. She already has 6 goals in 23 games with all range. She's finding her scoring touch again. And this is a player, by the way, who is highly touted. And we have to remember, she didn't make the first cut of the Olympic squad. It was only because it got expanded due to COVID that she ended up going and, she got into a few games. And you could see there was a bit of an awakening there where it's like, all right, I'm gonna turn things around here. And she has. So she's made a brilliant move, thought it was brilliant to go to the NWSL, get that playing time. She's scoring goals. She has that confidence. And I want to see it with that national team. Now I want to see it because I know you can do it. You're showing everybody you can do it. We know you can.
Huitema epitomizes what we always say about strikers. It's night and day when you're feeling yourself and you're confident. And when you're a bit gloomy, you could see it. I just want to see a girl going after it this World Cup.
Yes.
It's okay if you score 1 goal, 3 goals, or none. Just go after it. Have your head down. Be confident. Be determined and go and get it.
I think she can do it.
Me too.
That's why she's on my hot seat, but for a good reason.
Yeah, for sure.
There you go. Those are my hot seats.
I like it.
Are we going to do a little likely or unlikely? Normally we do this on One Soccer Today, but we're going to take it home, One Nation. Stealing it. We're on One Soccer Today as well, so we're basically just stealing from ourselves. Likely or unlikely.
I think you should start.
Okay, I'm going to start.
Yeah, you start.
I'm going to start with okay, here it is, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you ready for this one?
No, I'm not, actually.
I snorted because it's so funny. Is it likely or unlikely that Christine St. Clair starts in Canada's biggest games at the World Cup? I mean, I would acknowledge
likely.
Wow, I didn't even finish my sentence.
Yeah, likely. No, I'm not even going to think too much about it. I'm going to say...
Now, biggest games, I'm assuming, are knockout games.
Yes, likely. What I will say is if you're looking at this Canadian side with everyone, the injuries that they had... I would say maybe she's coming off the bench, but I think now you need that leadership role. I'm not saying live and die by the sword that she has to play every moment, she has to play every minute. She could start on the bench, but I do think in a big game or big moments that you probably need her.
Okay, she's proven. But either way, she's already proven that whatever role she's put in, she has an impact. Because we've also seen her a couple times come off the bench for Bev, and she just messes things up on the field for the other team.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, she She can play, I think, both roles.
I like it.
Okay.
My turn. Mm. Likely or unlikely that your girl, Jordan Heidema, she carries her form onto the international
stage. Likely. I just said it because I put her on the hot seat.
Okay, now let's add something else. Likely or unlikely that she scores 2 or more goals this tournament?
I'm going to say likely.
I like it.
Put it, I'm putting
10 toes down, Trills.
I just came from Vegas. Why, that was... That was the worst.
I was like, yo, you gotta hit them hard. I usually do 4 just because I wore number 4. I go,
I just wasn't ready for it.
It's your wrist, man. Every time I look at it, I'm like, you're just used to, you're used to punching. You're
not
used
to high five. Yeah, I'm like, what am I slapping?
This is too gentle.
What am I slapping?
You wanna hit
something? But I have absolute faith. I think she's gonna come in just like a wrecking ball.
Oh, we're singing today.
We didn't get a song into the show yet.
I like it though. Yeah. I'm missing out.
I am 100% saying she gets 2 or more goals likely because I think she's coming in with a ton of confidence. And I think she's also realizing like, oh, you doubted me? You didn't think I could do this?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I like gumption. I want gumption. That's what I want. Okay, so this player. So she has another season at the highest level with Chelsea under her belt.
Yes.
So likely or unlikely that Jessie Fleming is Canada's most important player?
It's so tough for me. I will say, I don't want to do a cop-out and say top 3. I will say that she is the top player or most important, but then right under is Khadijah Buchanan. It has to be Caitlin Sheridan right there with her, like right under. So if she's a 10, then these guys are like a 9.7 because they're going to need them as the tournament goes. The leadership, but also Canada will absorb this tournament. They're a young side. There are a lot of inexperienced players. That doesn't always mean bad, right? You don't have to have a team full of experience. But in terms of relying on leaders and people to step up, I know Buchanan and Sheridan are going to have a huge role to play.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My question for you, let's see what we got here. Canada's at risk of running into England in the round of 16 if they don't win the group. And obviously if England...
Because we're assuming England's going to win. Yeah. Okay.
Is it likely or unlikely that they will emerge from the group above co-host Australia?
I mean, it's likely. I will say it's likely because I go back to the 2 games they played against them where they did beat them. I know that's a friendly, but they obviously,
They can do it.
They can do it. They stifled Sam Kerr. And the thing is, you know, Jessie Fleming and Khadijah Buchanan are teammates of Sam Kerr. Mm-hmm. You have an inside track. You know. I'm not saying that it becomes that easy to shut down Sam Kerr.
Yes.
But I just think that they have the, I think they have the ability to do it. So I would say likely. I think they have the ability to finish first. Why not?
I love that. You're very positive about this World Cup, as you should be.
Yeah.
Because Canada could do it.
Yeah.
When I say do it and go far, I have a hard time saying it's going to go and win the World Cup because there's just so many factors, right? Mm-hmm. Even this past World Cup with the men, you saw like Brazil. I was like, oh, Brazil, Brazil. And then it just takes one moment in a game and you're like, wow, this really just happened. But... hey, I'll steam ahead for this Canadian team.
But England does, I mean, even though they have the injuries, I said, like, they still scare me. They still scare me. They have a ton of experience. They have a ton of depth. So England does scare me. But as far as, like, in the group, and the only reason why I say that is because there's a real possibility that Canada could finish first in their group and England could finish second.
Yes.
Like, it's not guaranteed that where you finish, you'll avoid England because it's not guaranteed either that I think that England's going to finish first just because of the injury. But I think that they'll go through. I have one more for you. Oh, we've heard rumors linking her to the NWSL and WSL in England. She's coming up to 3 years in the job. Likely or unlikely that this is it for Bev Priestman on Canada's bench. Oh, my God.
I hope not. I guess I will say that it is likely. And I'll say why. Because I think if you have a good tournament, a lot of players say, hey, you know what, I've done well. It's maybe time, coaches say it's time for me to move on. But then maybe if it's a poor tournament, poor B, don't make it out of the group, then it's maybe also time to move on. But I think ultimately, Bev Priestman, that's up to her and her decision. But I think it is likely.
I mean, in honor of Oliver Platt, should I say hopefully unlikely?
Bring it. I like it.
Because she's done amazing things for this program.
Yeah.
Already.
Likeable person.
But, I mean, if I were to bring that dark cloud back, you know, you've seen it in some of her interviews, and she's obviously experienced frustration as well with what's going on with the Federation. She maybe just doesn't want to be a part of that. It's not that you're abandoning your players, but at the same time, you have your career. And being a coach at a pro level as opposed to a national team level, that's day in, day out. Maybe she wants that challenge. That's completely different.
Players want change all the time, and it's okay for managers to want that as well.
World Cup's around the corner.
I'm so excited. Come on, Canada.
Maybe we should find our way to get our hands on Vegemite in honor of Australia. No, it's a spread. Bye.